In initial reports, senior Somali military and police officials said a foreigner approached government soldiers near the Villa Somalia presidential palace in Mogadishu early Wednesday, identifying himself as one of the French men abducted by gunmen at the Sahafi Hotel last month. The report said the man was taken to the Villa Somalia, where he told government officials that he had escaped after killing three of his captors. But in an interview with VOA Somali Service, the former hostage, Mark Obrey, said he made his escape without violence when his captors were asleep.
I didn't hurt anybody. They make a mistake with my door. And after, I ran away through Mogadishu to a safe place.
Obrey said he was in good health and was treated fairly during his captivity. Sources in Mogadishu tell VOA that there are reports that some members of a hardline Islamist insurgent group called Hizbul Islam arranged for the release of Obrey in exchange for a ransom. Hizbul Islam spokesman Mohammed Osman Arous denied that anyone in his group had received a ransom. Separately, a French foreign ministry official told reporters in Paris the agent had escaped on his own without incident and that no ransom had been paid. The fate of the second French hostage, who was being held by al-Shabaab, an al-Qaeda-linked militant group allied with Hizbul Islam, is not immediately clear. But residents in Mogadishu say al-Shabaab fighters have been searching vehicles Wednesday at various checkpoints set up in areas under their control. That has led to speculation that the second hostage may have also escaped or has been set free without authorization. Armed gunmen kidnapped the two French nationals on July 14th. The French government said they were in Mogadishu working as security advisors to Somalia's UN-backed transitional government. There have been conflicting reports about what happened to the men after the kidnapping, but it is widely believed the men were handed over to Islamist militants fighting to topple the Somali government. One group of militants, Hizbul Islam, is said to have held both hostages briefly before handing Obrey's colleague to al-Shabaab. Unconfirmed reports said the hostages were held in two different locations to discourage a rescue attempt. In recent years, Somalia has seen a surge in ship hijackings that have netted pirates millions of dollars in ransom. On land, gunmen have carried out scores of kidnappings for ransom, targeting mostly journalists and aid workers. At least eight foreigners remain in captivity. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.